most important thing is you are here in the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. Tell anybody, you are here tonight. And God has a word for you. Tell anybody, God has a word for you. Oh, tell anybody, God has a word for you. Amen. And I believe that strongly, that let us receive the word of God through God's servant and believe that he's speaking to us tonight. Amen. Shall we please rise to our feet? And let us welcome Reverend David to minister the word of God unto us tonight. Amen. Welcome, Reverend.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Bless his holy name. We give you glory, O God. We give you honor. We give you praise. We want to tell you how good you are.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We want to tell you how wonderful and excellent thou art. Oh, bless him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless his name. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Everyone sing, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Done great things. done than great things. Blessed is holy.
For the last time,
day.
I will bless the Lord. Its free course in our midst, oh God, and may none of us live the same. In Jesus' name we pray. And the saints said, Amen.
Amen.
We may take our seats. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to conclude with prayer today. Amen. Prayer. Some reasons why we must pray, or some reasons to pray. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that the Spirit quickeneth.
That's right.
It is the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that Christ speaks unto us, they are spirit and they are life. So I want to encourage you that as we keep hearing, reading, watching, listening, we are getting more of life in us. Amen? Okay, so let's continue with some reasons why we must pray. We said a lot, hallelujah, but let's list the most recent ones. Pray because prayer is a great act of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Prayer is a what? A great act of faith. And we read from Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Number two, pray because prayer makes you into a man or woman of authority.
Amen.
Matthew 7, 28 to 29. Prayer makes us into people of authority. Amen.
Amen.
The next is pray because prayer makes you into a person of anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Exodus 24:18. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Wow. With no food. 40 days and 40 nights. Now 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7. So when Moses came down, what happened? But if the ministration of death, which was what Moses was doing, written and engraven in stones was glorious, which was. So that, now it's explaining what it means by glorious. So that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away with. Continue. How shall, then he continues. So what the Bible is saying is that Moses went up to the mount for 40 days, 40 nights. When he came down, the Bible says that his face was shining so brightly that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses. So he had to put a veil over his face to cover the glory, because the glory was so much. Think about that. The brightness was so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that will happen. And that happened because of his prayer.
Yes.
That happened because of his time with God.
Yes.
When we pray, we will become people of anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that glory was the anointing. Amen. Number four, pray because prayer binds demonic activity in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to bind the devil. We need to bind his works against us. Hallelujah. I think this is where we ended. The next is pray because prayer creates and gives birth to new dimensions in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Think about that. Pray because prayer creates and gives birth to new dimensions in our lives. So prayer gives birth to new dimensions, new levels in our lives. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when we need something urgent, when we need something great, we need to pray to claim it, hallelujah, or to give birth to it. Am I saying something to somebody? Look at Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Or for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So as soon as Zion travailed, what does it mean to travail? To push forward, to exert energy in moving forward or persisting in something. Travailing means you are persistently forcing, pushing until you get what you are looking for. So the Bible is saying that as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. It's like when you're having a child, you are pushing forth, you are travailing. As soon as the baby comes, then you realize that that is it. Travailing is some exerting of very intense energy. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible is saying that as soon as Zion traveled in exerting energy, she brought forth her children. Or as soon as Pastor Elom or Sister Etta or whoever traveled in prayer, deep prayer, traveled, as soon as they traveled, then a new dimension was open.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now also, Apostle Paul also gave us something in Galatians 4:19, which just goes further into what I'm talking about. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. So Apostle Paul had converts. And what Apostle Paul was saying was that he was travailing in prayer. Travailing in prayer. Serious travail. Serious prayer. Earnest entreaties. Prayer pushing forth for the church at Galatia. The members of the church at Galatia. Pushing forth until Christ was established in them. And that thing is very true. I remember there were certain people who I'm sure God gave me a mind for to consider them. So what I did was I had a list of such people and I traveled daily praying for them every day. One person, I'll pray. Or I'll pray for five people or six people every day till Christ is formed in them. Most of those people are too established by God for anything to move them away.
Amen.
That's because we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. So Apostle Paul was saying that he traveled in prayer or in birth, because birth is a man, so he can't be traveling in having a child. Hallelujah. So he meant traveling in prayer until Christ was formed. Now, for Christ to be formed in someone, it means that Christ is establishing them. When people become new converts, they are not established. Christ is not formed in them yet until, well, of course, they are born again Christians and they are established in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit has baptized them into Christ. The Bible says that when you and I become born again Christians, the Holy Spirit puts us into Christ or baptizes us into Christ, or therefore into Christ's body. How many get what I'm saying? So it is clear. But now for the people to be so established that they are not just new converts, but they are established in the things of God, Apostle Paul needed to pray. So you and I also, we need to pray for the sheep, those who are shepherds. Hallelujah. So that Christ will be formed in them. If you are looking for a new dimension at work, a new dimension in your ministry, a new dimension in your life, you and I must travail in birth. You and I must travail. We must pray a very, very desperate, wild, earnest prayer. Desperate and persistent until Christ is formed.
Amen.
Am I preaching to someone?
Yes.
That is very, very important. Hallelujah. Otherwise, it's not going to be easy to get what we need. Because certain things we can only get when we travel. Are you getting me? Now, travail, the dictionary meaning of travail, painful or laborious or laborious effort. And ordeal, trial, tribulation, so a stressful thing, trouble, hardship, stress, labor pains. Engage in painful or laborious or laborious effects, effort. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's travail. So you can't say I'm doing traveling. Oh, I'm believing God for this thing. And you can't say you are doing traveling prayer when you are drinking tea. You are drinking tea and you say it's traveling prayer. You are drinking tea. You have your water. You are relaxed. You are watching TV or your phone is with you. Yeah, no, that's not traveling prayer. Relaxed. That's not traveling. Traveling prayer is painful, laborious. Yeah, it's labor. Laborious. Prayer until Christ establishes the thing you are praying about.
Amen.
Am I saying something to somebody? And you and I need this. Prayer, you see, a very important thing about prayer is that prayer has a creative potential. Because prayer can create or frame your world. You can frame your world. You can have what you see. You can pray into existence what you are believing God for. Because remember I said that when you pray, you are going to the throne room to ask for things or permission or for things from the judge. From the one who gives and the one who takes away. And you are speaking to him to take away issues, to bring forth blessings. So you are speaking to him about things in the corridors of power. Am I saying something to someone? And because of that, you can frame your world. Because you can speak to God who calls things which are not as though they were and they come to pass. You and I will need to pray until something that doesn't exist comes into existence. Yeah. Pray so that something that has not existed will come to existence. Let me show you another verse. Hallelujah. We must be followers of Christ. Look at Ephesians 5:1. Be followers, therefore, followers of God as dear children. Hallelujah. We must be followers of God. Am I saying something to somebody? And the Bible says, do not be slothful. According to Hebrews 6:12. Don't be slothful, but be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So you can frame your world, but you can frame it by confessing and by praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Confess what you are looking for. And pray for what you are looking for. Amen. Confess it. If thou shalt say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Or whosoever shall say unto this problem, be removed, and be cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth, which is the thing you are trying to frame, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he seeth. Frame your world. You can have what you see.
Amen.
You can name it, claim it, and take it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Creating something is different from maintaining it. Different prayers are needed for creating or framing your world, and another prayer is there for maintaining what you are believing, what you have. You can have what you say, but it can be taken from you. But you can maintain what you have that God has given to you by prayer. Daniel received his positions by prayer and maintained it by prayer. That's why he opened the doors to Jerusalem. Because when I went to Jerusalem, the tour guide was explaining how most of the temple, most of the places were geared towards Jerusalem. So most people, when they were praying towards the holy city, Jerusalem, where the ark was and the God's presence in a certain way was. Of course, God's presence is everywhere, but where the ark of the covenant is, you bet that's where his presence is, in the old covenant. But now we don't need to pray to Jerusalem because he's our ever-present help in our time of need. Amen. He is with us, he's in us, with us, and upon us. Amen. And Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have the greater one with us. Many people can maintain what has been created, but it takes a man of prayer or a woman of prayer to actually give birth to something. Prayer sometimes might look as if it doesn't work, but it works. Because you are praying, you are praying, you are praying, you are praying, and you are asking, is there a change? Is there, am I wasting my time? What is the benefit of this prayer? Prayer works. Prayer works. Persistent prayer works. Now, of course, when you are praying, there are different rules, or I can't say rules, but there are different ways of praying the different types of prayer. If you are praying the prayer of consecration, you are just praying it consistently. Lord, let your will be done in my life. You are praying it on a regular basis. You don't just pray it once. In Jesus' name, Lord, let your will be done. And thank God for it. You've misplaced the whole, you've misunderstood what is happening. You cannot pray the prayer of supplication also that way. The prayer of consecration is, Lord, let your will be done in my life. The prayer of supplication, earnest entreaties about things that you want God to do for you. So you are speaking to him, asking about certain things. That one, you can't just say, ask it, and then thank God for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm sure we'll get into that in detail later on. And then when you are praying the prayer of thanksgiving, you can't just say, I'm praying the prayer of thanksgiving and thank God for it, because you're actually thanking God in the prayer of thanksgiving. Do you understand? Yes, sir. So you have to thank God. Prayer of thanksgiving is regular. We thank God all the time. Prayer of thanksgiving. Prayer of intercession, you can't just say, oh, I'm praying for the prayer of intercession. I'm just praying it once and thanking God for it. No. Prayer of intercession, you are interceding. You are standing in the gap. You are standing for somebody or for something or for some situation. And you are speaking to God that, God, please, I'm interceding for this particular situation. You are standing in the gap concerning that thing between God and the situation. What do you think? Because God said, I was looking for a man who would stand in the gap between myself and the people so that judgment will not come. Because God prefers mercy to judgment. God doesn't want judgment. God doesn't want to condemn people. So God needed someone who would stand in the gap but couldn't find any. And then there's the prayer of faith. But it's a two-pronged thing. The prayer of faith, when you are praying about something and you pray about it more than once, then you have to ask yourself, was it in faith? That's the prayer of faith. So you can apply the prayer of faith to a prayer of supplication, intercession, thanksgiving. Also, the prayer of faith is also persistent. So when you are praying the prayer of faith, depending on what you are praying about, oh God, please, I'm believing God, you for this. I'm believing God for this. You are praying every time you are speaking about it. I need this job or I need this house. You are praying. You are praying every day because you believe that he's giving it to you, and that is the prayer of faith. Also, the second part of the prayer of faith, which is the crucial part, is in the Mark 11:24, which says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, if I ask my wife for maybe the phone, can I have this phone? Okay, and she's giving it to, okay, can I have this phone? And she stretch for, oh, please give me the phone. Oh, please give me the phone. Oh, please give me the phone. No, I receive it. Thank you. So the prayer of faith is when God has given you, when you've asked God for something, you believe, you receive, and you are thanking him for it because you have it before it's in your hands. That's the prayer of faith. Thanks. And you use that for certain things. Use that for healing. Use that for your rights and privileges that God has given to you. Amen. Which I'm sure we'll talk about in different times. So you cannot apply the prayer of faith to consecration or intercession or supplication. Otherwise, they won't be taken seriously. Oh God, let your will be done. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what? You thank God at the end because you thank him because he's answered your prayer. But the prayer of faith, when you are praying, for example, for healing, you are thanking him till you receive it. You pray the prayer of faith, whether it's money, healing. Lord, I pray, I receive my healing. I receive this thing in Jesus' name. Father God, give it to me. You pray as faithfully as you can. After that, you thank God for it because you believed, you've received. That's what the verse is saying. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Now, how do you believe you receive? You thank. But there's you and I will need to know how to apply the different kinds. Now, that's another message. Hallelujah. But the main thing, I think this tiny thing has given an idea of how to apply the different types of prayer, at least in general. What do you think?
That's it.
When you are interceding for someone, a loved one, or interceding about a particular situation, prayer bomb. You can't do I believe I receive in prayer bomb. You can pray for your general health in a prayer bomb. General health. Meaning that, oh God, keep me healthy. I pray, Father God, maybe you are getting attacks. Father God, whatever the situation is, I pray for health. I pray for longevity. I pray, Father God, that you give me divine health all the days of my life. You are praying the prayer bomb for that. That's different from you have a situation, there's something growing or so, and you say, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, your word says that in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, Jesus' stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, Father God, I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my healer. Jesus Christ bore this condition for me, and two people cannot bear it. If he bore it, then why should I bear it? Lord God, it's not right for two people to bear the same condition because, Lord, you said it in your word. Father God, blah, blah, blah. You say all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Then next time you are praying, you can't repeat that same thing because you've used the Bible, by his stripes I was. So, Father God, I thank you for healing. Oh, I bless you for him. I bless you for 1 Peter 2:24, which says, by his stripes I was healed. I thank you that I was. Then you keep, you pray. And of course, I'm just using healing, but it goes across into other things. What do you think? You are praying for your loved one. There are two ideas. One is that you pray for them that God will heal, God will save them. God, save Cousin Joe. God, save Auntie Susan. You keep praying. Or you can ask God to send laborers to Cousin Joe. Or ask God to send laborers to Auntie Susan. You get very good results with asking God to send a laborer. Hallelujah. I got someone to do that, or I mentioned it to someone, the person did it, and his parents, who were always crying because of his commitment to the church, thinking that he's in a cult, are now very faithful, solid members of a church through this prayer. Unbelievable. They didn't believe. Not only him, many. Because we are asking, Jesus said, pray to the Father. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9:36-37. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So, oh God, I pray that you save Cousin Joe. Send a laborer to Cousin Joe, oh God. Because when you talk to Cousin Joe is a kinfolk. They will say that, look, when you are trying to witness to a family member, they brush you off in general. But there is a laborer for Cousin Joe. And you can pray that God will send that laborer to Cousin Joe or Aunt Susan. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I preaching to somebody in this room here? Pray, because prayer releases captives. Prayer releases captives. After this, one more, and then we conclude this message or series. Pray, because prayer releases captives. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. You see, Jesus was reading this verse. It was prophecy that he needed to read this verse. Because the Bible makes it clear. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. 61 or 64? 61. Okay, good. 61, verse 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is what the Messiah or Messiah or Messiah is supposed to be saying. So the Bible is prophesying in Isaiah that when the Messiah comes, he is going to say this. And this will be fulfilled in the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now let's go back to Luke again. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. No, let's start from 17. Where Jesus, and okay, 16. Well, I want us to see who is, what's going on. Oh, sorry, good. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue and on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found, because it was not in chapters and verses, so he was and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So he went to Isaiah. The verse we just read. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. 20. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, because they are expecting the Messiah to do this. So they were like, what's going on? And then what's the next verse? And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then what happened? And all, but then they took stone, they wanted to stone him for blasphemy. Hallelujah. So you will see that prayer releases captives. When God anoints us, because we are people of prayer, then he anoints us to release the prison doors that the captives are in, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to open the prison doors, like we read. Go back to verse 18. Deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. There are many bruised. And it is God who delivers through prayer. 2 Corinthians 10:4. We know this verse. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you think?
Powerful.
Amen. Now the final is pray because prayer availeth much. Pray because prayer works. Pray because prayer availeth much. Prayer works. James 5:16. In fact, let's start from 12. 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Meaning that, is there anyone going through an affliction? This is not a disease. That one is coming soon, next verse. But is any afflicted? Is anyone going through a trial, a difficulty, a test, an affliction, trouble, painful experiences, lack, problems? Is any afflicted? Pray. If you are afflicted or I'm afflicted, I must pray. What do you think? We must pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. You see, when you are merry, instead of going to the bar to go and drink to celebrate because you are merry, or going to get some girl or guy to just blow because you are merry. No. Is any merry? Don't go to the bar. Sing psalms. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praising the Lord always. What are some of the psalms that we sing? Praising the Lord always. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. Yes, he has made me glad. And then there's also, when the Lord brought us back and restored our freedom, it felt so good, we felt so strong. At first we thought we were dreaming. How we laughed, ha ha, how we sang. We were overflowing. Then we say, people saying, look what the Lord has done. The Lord has done great things for us. For ye are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. With joy. With joy. With joy. So you are singing psalms. You are not doing other things. When you're excited, some people get so excited that they just rush and maybe get into accidents because of the excitement. But when you sing psalms, what other song? He has done great things for us, something. It's my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's it. It's my strength. Yes, that's it. That's also another one. Let him sing psalms. If there's merry, you are merry. The next verse. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the... It's interesting. They didn't say pray. But of course, you confess. But let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. So it means that if there's any sick, then and they go to the elders of the church and they pray over that person, anointing, we have to believe that verse, anointing with oil, the prayer of faith. And I'm assuming it's the prayer of faith of the people praying. Because they are the ones praying. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if there's a sin, therefore, that's why there's the sickness. And if he had committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then what's the next verse? Confess your fault one to another and pray for one for another that ye may be healed. So confess your faults and pray for one another for healing. But unfortunately, CNN is very prominent in the Church of Jesus Christ. When you confess your faults to people in the church, it will be broadcast ablaze in CNN, Twitter, Facebook. We'll join the president in his twittering. Hey, it's very wild. But ideally, God will want us to confess. Of course, confess your faults means if someone has an issue, you deal with issues. Someone has offended you, you confess it. You've made a mistake against someone, you confess it. Forgiveness, confessing faults, issues, we just deal with them. We don't hold anything against each other because we are confessing our faults one to another and we are praying for each other. Do we pray for each other? We must pray for each other. We must take each other and pray for each other. That he may be healed. Healed emotionally. Healed spiritually. Healed in any way, including physical. Because he could have excluded physical. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amplified, please. Whilst we are getting the amplified, what does it mean to avail much? To succeed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To avail much is to succeed. Amen. To avail much is to prevail. Amen. Oh, glory to God. It means that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man or woman succeeds. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous person prevails. It means to overcome. It means to be able to do something. To be strong against an opposing force. Wow. To be helpful. To make an impact. To strike an impression. To be effective. To accomplish much. Amplified says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins. And pray also for one another that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. This is like supplication. The earnest, heartfelt. So you can't be praying this prayer. It's not going to. That's not effective. That's not because I'm looking for. I'm looking for this part here. Heartfelt, mind and heart. Oh God, make Kedaba shout. Oh God, open the doors. Instead, shout. Be kidding. That's not going to work. The if earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Dynamic. It's like, what's the greatest, the wildest bomb? Is it nuclear or atomic? It's still nuclear. Okay. So is the atomic nuclear bomb, that's the wildest. It's like taking an atomic bomb and blasting it in the enemy camp. That's what it means. That's why the devil prevents effectual prayer. It doesn't mean that if you are praying like this, it's still working, but it's just not James 5:16. But it's all prayer is prayer. You are praying. It's working. But effectual heartfelt, the prayer that makes tremendous power available, dynamic, and it's working, the cell phone is nowhere to be found. Am I preaching to somebody? Prayer availeth much. Prayer works. Prayer takes you forward. Prayer does things in the spirit realm. Prayer takes the decisions you have made in prayer between you and God, and you have brought it. When you are praying and talking to God, oh God, this one there, you have to. It happened, different people experience these things, but God, this one there, you have to make it different. You have to. This one, you are the God of grace. You have to. You are discussing it with Him. You can, yeah. I know this is the usual. Yeah, we know. But this one, please. Yeah. Saying something that's working. Because He is our Heavenly Father. And we are supposed to be talking to our parents. That's how Moses and Abraham talked to God. God, if they are serving the righteous people, will you destroy the land? Moses said, but God, this one, if you kill them, oh, Moses, leave me so I'll wipe out these people and I'll make of you a great nation. But God, if you do this thing, the people will say that you are not able to deliver them. And because of that, you kill them. Lord, you can't do this. It's a very wild discussion between the creator of the universe who has no equal and a man who is sinful enough that God said, you didn't do well, so I'm not going to take you to the promised land. That's the one Moses, he was talking to like that. Yeah. And that was the old dispensation. How much more the new dispensation with Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. It's a powerful thing. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's be people of prayer. How many people are going to pray? Are going to pray. And believe that prayer availeth much. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. And let's speak to Jesus. Let's speak to God. Ask God to.
Yes, Lord, help us to pray.
Touch our lives.
Jesus. There is a spirit of prayer and intercession, O God. Commune with
people
you,
of prayer.
Spend time with you in the name of Jesus. Effectual fervent prayer, heartfelt prayer, Lord.
Oh God, we pray that you make us people of prayer. May you make us into people of prayer. May we be people who pray. Who pray. In Jesus' name. We just sing a song and conclude.
Close to you,
never let me go,
never let me go.
I lay it all down.
I lay it all down again,
just to hear you say,
to hear you say that I'm your friend. No one else will do.
place.
Cause nothing else can take your place. Oh, I wanna feel to feel the warmth of your embrace.
Help me find.
Help me find a way. Lord, bring me back to you.
You're all I want,
and oh, you're all I want.
You're all I've ever needed,
and you're all I've ever needed.
You're all I want,
you're all I want.
Help me know.
Help me know you are near.
You're all I want. You're all I want.
You're all I want.
You're all I've ever needed.
You're all I've ever needed.
You're all I want.
You're all I want.
Help me, help me know.
Help me know you are near.
You're all, you're all, you're all I want.
Help me know you are near.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me know. Help me know you are near.
Help me. Ask me to help you.
Help me know. Help me know you are near.
Help me know. Help me.
Father God, we bless you and thank you for how good you've been to us. Thank you for your steadfast love.
Yes, Lord.
Your mercies and your grace. Thank you for provision. Thank you that you are Jehovah our provider. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Mikedesh. You are Jehovah Chikenu. You are Jehovah Rophi. You are Jehovah our blessing. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Welcome, let me take our seats.
Amen.